T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Man, horrendous.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Poop fest. It's terrible.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
This is excruciating. This is the worst.
May God have mercy on your soul.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Every one of our opens is about how everything's terrible.
Now you're getting me
and
depressed.
You wonder why I'm in a funk.
Now you're getting me. I was feeling good today. You know, okay, let's just get right to our Western hotline. We'll deal with what you just received in the mail when we get done with Randy Sexton. He is joining us right now, Sabres assistant GM / GM of the Rochester Americans, who are in the AHL playoffs these days. Randy, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, first of all.
Thanks very much. Morning, guys.
I know the first couple of games have not gone well, but it has been I just want to do a big picture thing before we get into individual players, Randy. Were the Sabres very happy overall with how things went in Rochester this season? Let's start there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When Jason, I, and Steve got here, you know, we had a number of things to work on to fix, and one of them was our entire development system. So, you know, clearly last year we came in fourth with a good solid team, an older team, but we wanted to build, you know, a winning culture. We wanted to teach people how to win. We wanted to help people understand how we believe development takes place and what's required to ultimately move players to the National Hockey League. So last year was a good start. This year, we're very encouraged. We injected a number of younger players into the roster. We came within a couple of points of winning first place overall in our division. I think we finished third or fourth in overall in the American League regular season, which was another positive step forward, obviously progress. And now, you know, we're into a difficult series with the Marlies, and that's all part of the development process. So that's a long-winded answer to say yes. From Buffalo's perspective, we're very pleased with the way things are going in Rochester.
When you talk about you needed to fix the broken development process, what was broken?
Well, part of it was the culture. You know, part of it was the culture. There are certain standards and expectations that we believe have to be in place to allow to provide the best possible development environment. Number two, you needed the right approach to ensure that culture is established, takes hold, and then is nurtured on a daily basis. And then number three, we wanted to be sure that we had the right players and the right leadership group in place to ensure that we provided the right type of a development environment for everybody, not just our younger players, but for every player that comes through Rochester.
Culture sometimes a catch-all term. I mean, this for some teams is you take out the ping pong table, you move the pool tables away, you put different players' lockers next to one another. Was there anything specific, a big-time organizational something you identified as that right there, that's not okay, that's got to go, we've got to be better at that, we've got to remove this, whatever this distraction might be, anything specific?
Well, we didn't take any ping pong tables or the pool tables away because they didn't exist, but and you're right, culture is it's a sexy phrase these days. Culture to us means, you know, what are the expectations on everybody from the most important player to the youngest guy on the roster, from the most senior executive to, you know, the most junior person who's on the staff. And that's what is required to ensure that we create the right working environment so that they can thrive. What do we have to do to make sure we've got the right set of expectations and standards in place so when these people come to work, they come to work with a bounce in their step, positive, enthusiastic, rested, and ready to have a great day, whether they're the junior equipment manager or whether the top dog in the power play. And that sounds easy to do, but it's hard. It, takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of communication. It takes a lot of collaboration, if you will, to make sure that everybody top to bottom understands it. And a lot of people think, hey, if I just get the culture in place, I can put my feet up and now everything's going to be fine. Our belief is that culture is a living, breathing thing. You have to work at it every day. Otherwise, you run the risk of it going backwards. And, you know, we have this saying a little bit internally, you have to guard the culture. So that's, it's got less to do with ping pong tables and who's sitting next to who, and more about a set of expectations and standards.
Of everything you just talked about, and then you get into the on-ice success and performances with everything that happened in Rochester, because as you mentioned off the top, the organization's very happy with how things went. How much credit goes to Chris Taylor? I guess what kind of a factor is he in determining all of the things you're talking about with the success of the minor league team?
He's absolutely the most significant driver of that, without a doubt. I have other responsibilities, so I'm not able to be there on a day-to-day basis, but Chris Taylor is there every day, living and breathing the Rochester Americans and the development mandate from the Buffalo Sabres. And there is nobody better suited to drive that part of our organization than Chris Taylor. He is the single most single biggest reason that we've been able to do what we've done in a short period of time, because it all flows through Tails.
We're with Randy Sexton, the Sabres assistant GM, also oversees the Rochester Americans, joining us here on the West Her Hotline. I wanted to throw some individual players at you. Now, some of the guys have been up here, Randy, and some guys were pretty much either all or mostly in Rochester. Alex Nylander is a really, you know, from a fan standpoint, Randy, you would understand, I think, that there's an impatience here just waiting for him to come up and develop and be here. And, you know, it sounds like he took some steps this year. Now, I know he hasn't been playing late because of the injury. How would you characterize where the organization stands right now on Nylander?
Well, we're excited about Alex. We are. And I certainly understand where the fans are coming from. The one thing we need to focus on is Alex's age. You know, he ended up playing in the American League as an 18-year-old. So he's played 3 years in the American League when he should have, you know, or could have been playing in the Ontario Hockey League. And given his skill set and his hockey sense and his capability, if he was playing in the OHL, he'd probably have 120 or 130 points. And everybody would be saying, my God, look at the player that we have. So, you know, a decision was made before he got there to go with a different development route. That's the way it goes. And Alex has been forced to not only, you know, continue to develop his skills as a teenager playing a man's game in the pros. So it's taken him a little bit longer than most people would have liked. So we're excited about where he is. Would we love him to be playing on the right side with Jack Eichel getting, you know, 70 points? Absolutely. Is he ready for that? Not yet. Could he get there? We hope so.
What about Olofsson? Speaking of guys and expectations, is the expectation with what he showed here at the end of the season, is the expectation that he would be with the team out of camp, that he has progressed enough, shown enough, that he would be able to stay here full-time?
Well, that will really be dependent on three things. What kind of playoff does he have for Rochester? What's his summer look like, and what's his camp? How's he perform in camp? So we're really trying to get to the point where particularly the new players in the lineup earn their way in. So Ole's had a wonderful season. You know, Victor's had just a tremendous season in Rochester. We know that he's got a great shot and he can score goals. It's the other parts of his game that have grown and matured under Chris Taylor and Toby Peterson's direction in Rochester. And I think that's why he had some success in the short period of time that he was up in Buffalo at the end of the season. But in order to be an everyday player in the NHL, you have to succeed at the American League level, both regular season and playoffs, and you have to show us that you can do that, not just, you know, for 7 or 10 games, but you can do it over the course of the season. So we're thrilled about what his future looks like, but to pencil him into, you know, a top spot in Buffalo at this point in time, I think is a bit premature.
Well, you know, I was reading some comments from Olofsson, Randy, and he talked about, you know, one of the guys that helped his overall game was Rasmus Asplund. And I a two-part question here, and I feel like the latter answer is going to be what you just said about Olofsson. What did you think of Asplund's development over the course of the season, and what about his chances of being here next year?
Well, I love what Rasmus has done. He gets a little bit better every day. you know, very rarely is development a straight line up, you know, at a steep level. You know, it's kind of more like a stock graph. You know, there's a little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit up, a little bit down. As long as the trend over time is moving to the right of the graph, you're in good shape. And that's, you know, Rasmus has had quite a steady improvement. It takes young players at least half a season to adjust to the difference of the North American pro game. You know, forget about the culture and the new country and new teammates. You've got a new ice surface size. For the first time in their life, they're playing three games in 40 hours with maybe two bus trips in between. There's a very significant adjustment. And particularly as a younger player, that's a lot to take on. So Rasmus Asplund has done a phenomenal job for us. And again, has rounded out his game. He's slowly become one of our best faceoff guys in Rochester. He's so responsible on both sides of the puck that it's ridiculous for such a young player. We'd like him to shoot more. You know, he's one of those players who'd rather make an unbelievable play and set up his teammate for an empty net tap-in goal instead of ripping the puck himself. But we think that that's easier to teach and correct than it is to, you know, drive some selfishness out of a player. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about where Rasmus is. Again, whether he's in Buffalo or not next year remains to be seen. He's kind of on the same trajectory as Victor. He's got to have a really good playoff in Rochester. He's got to have a great summer training, and he has to have a really good training camp.
And the last guy I want to ask about is Tage Thompson, because you know you could see clearly there was a struggle at times for him here, and, uh-huh. and we had always talked about maybe he should have gone down a little bit earlier. How has he looked since he went back to Rochester? And again, you know, big picture, what is the organization thinking about Tage next season?
Well, another young player we're excited about. You know, the NHL is the best league in the world, and for young players trying to get established, you know, they tend to worry and focus on far too many things. And confidence takes a long time to develop deep inner confidence, and it can be eroded quite quickly. I thought at the end of the line, their Tage's confidence in Buffalo was waning a bit. If you've watched him play in Rochester over the last few weeks, as I have, he's getting that back now, which is wonderful. Concurrent with that, I mean, obviously he's scoring goals, which is great, but more importantly, he's rounding out his full game. Is he there yet? No, he's not. Has he got more stuff to work on? Absolutely. But do we believe he'll get there? You better believe it. So, again, you know, a younger player, we're not trying to rush anybody in the lineup. We hope that he'll have a strong playoff. He's got a physical frame to probably add 30 or 35 pounds of muscle over the next 3 years, I would think. And when he does, you know, look out, we're going to have what we think is a tremendously skilled, large man with scoring touch. So it just takes time. He's also, you know, just a very young player.
Randy, one more person I want to ask you about with the success that he's had this season in Rochester is Lawrence Pylant. And especially as the season has gone on and into the playoffs, it seems like he's getting a little more added responsibility and a little more ice time. Just want to get your thoughts on the growth of his game and how he's handled going up and down between Buffalo and Rochester throughout the year and just his growth in North America.
Well, he probably made the quickest adjustment to the North American game of all of our young European first-year players. And his attitude is unbelievable. And the other guys' attitude are phenomenal as well. But Lawrence lights up a room. You know, he's not a big man physically, but he has this presence about him. And he's got this infectious, positive vibe. Everything he does is like, his detail is spectacular and his commitment is pure. So not surprising to me once I got to know him about his ability to make the adjustment, despite the fact that he's a defenseman, which is it's a bigger, more difficult adjustment to make than it is for forwards. You know, he is no different than the other guys that we've mentioned. He has to have a good playoff in Rochester. He has to have a tremendous summer of training, and he has to have a great training camp in order to be here. Do we believe he can do it? We do, but, you know, time will tell over the next 6 months. But, you know, the future in Buffalo is very bright with the four or five young players that we've talked about this morning. It just... you know, it just takes a bit of time. And none of them go on at the same, you know, none of them develop at the same rate. Some are a little quicker, some a little slower, but we do believe they're all going to get there. And when they do, it's going to be very exciting.
Randy Sexton joining us on our Westar Hotline. All right, when are you naming a head coach?
Oh, 15th of September, maybe, in time.
No, you can't do that. We're in football season, Randy. I can't multitask, so it's got to be before football season, before Labor Day.
That's a better question for Jason Bottrell than me. I mean, we're in the process. You know, we're going to continue through the process till we get the right guy that we think is the right fit for the Sabres. So that's kind of where we are.
Appreciate your time with us this morning. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.